A chink of light in the Aer Lingus dispute, maybe, but all now rests on how pilots vote on a Labour court recommendation of a 17.75% pay increase. Aer Lingus has accepted the proposal and said it provides for flexibility and productivity. However, the work to rule action has caused many Aer Lingus flights to be cancelled each day of the ongoing dispute, and it continues pending the outcome of the ballot of pilots. Our reporter Ethna Dodd was at Dublin Airport yesterday speaking to some of the passengers travelling with Aer Lingus.
We were lucky enough, our flight wasn't fully cancelled. There was all the flights here but our one.
The Labour Court recommended the Aer Lingus pilots get a pay rise of up to 17.75%. Do you reckon they should take that?
No, with the pilots?
Yeah.
Definitely, 100%.
Are you worried about the industrial dispute at all and how that might have affected your flight?
We were, but they have to do what they have to do. Like, I'm a classroom assistant, we're always going on strike because we're still waiting on our pay in the north, Downpatrick. Luckily, we're okay tomorrow morning because there's still a lot cancelled tomorrow. Just thanking our lucky stars that we're still going.
How nervous were you before you came to the airport that it might get cancelled?
Very nervous because we booked extra flights for tomorrow.
Did you see the Labour Court had a recommendation for Aer Lingus pilots?
Yeah, I saw that.
And what do you make of it?
I mean, thank God they're coming to a conclusion anyways. I just wanted to see the end of it.
Not too nervous. We had kind of kept track of it for the last few weeks. We'd been keeping an eye on what flights had been going and cancelled. It's tourist season. They should really get back on track now and get things moving.
What I was nervous about was that I know you get your money back for the flight, but we've just paid for a hotel for 8 nights. You don't get that back. Do you know what I mean? So that was the big thing, you know.
And what do you think? Do you think the pilots should take the pay increase that they've been recommended by the Labour Court, or have you been following it that closely?
No, I'd be a big union guy. I'd say they should just get what they deserve.
People talking to Ethna Dodd at Dublin Airport yesterday evening. Michael Doherty is Professor of Law at Maynooth University. Michael, the devil, as always, here is going to be in the detail. But is this a significant move now by Aer Lingus from 12.25 to 17.75?
Morning, Mary. Yes, I mean, it is. Probably not totally unexpected in that, you know, the pilots are looking for about 24, company was offering about 13, and most people would have expected the Labour Court to kind of fall somewhere in the middle there, which they have done. I suppose it's backdated. So if this is accepted, pilots get, you know, a 9% increase right now and probably 10%, more than 10% by the end of the year. So, you know, that's not insignificant in terms of looking at inflation and so on. But as you say, the pay element is one element, and it's the other stuff that could prove the essential point on which to agree.
And let's talk about that stuff. What is Aer Lingus getting back for its buck?
Yeah, so I mean, like many industrial disputes, the Labour Court issued a kind of an interim recommendation in May, and there are kind of three issues in that. Very briefly, overnight allowances, which the court has now recommended be increased. Importantly, pilots hired after 2022 were on a lower pay scale. This was a kind of a COVID era measure, and they've recommended the end of that. So, you know, that from the union point of view would certainly be a win that pilot, you know, newer recruits would be on a higher pay scale. The crux of it really is this agreement that was done in 2019, which was about essentially annual leave and rostering during the summer for pilots. And the court has recommended that be ended. Now, this agreement seems to have been a real sticking point between the parties. So from Aer Lingus's point of view, to answer your question, the company could say, well, look, we had this agreement giving extra, you know, leave arrangements, etc., to pilots during the summer. Court has said that is going to be ended, and therefore that provides us with some flexibility. So I think the company will point to that as being, you know, the win.
So how crucial now is the IALPA union meeting this afternoon? How crucial do you think a recommendation will be from the IALPA executive to its members to accept this recommendation from the Labour Court?
Yeah, very, very important, because, you know, going on strike is, you know, it's not a thing people do lightly. So there would have been a lot of preparation for this, both from the union, getting the mandate, getting the ballot, all of this sort of stuff, and from the pilots, you know, to prepare themselves for the action. So, which way the executive goes is absolutely crucial. And the union will also be keeping an eye. See, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, Aer Lingus looking at other groups in the company, you know, would they seek pay rises, etc., cabin crew and so on. But the union also has to keep an eye on those people, because the longer this dispute, if it were to go on, and the more flights that would be cancelled, there is a potential for disruption to the work and pay and, you know, all of those other things for other groups as well. So both sides have to keep an eye on the broader picture, and the executive have to balance, you know, that if they accept this, that's it, you know, essentially the strike is over, versus the undoubted benefits that will flow from this.
And has the Labour Court managed that balancing act? Have they ring-fenced this recommended pay increase to pilots only?
I think it's careful enough. I mean, it's interesting seeing the report of what the court said. There's a specific phrase which is really interesting, which is that the court said, having met the parties, it could see a grave and unfavourable outcome to this dispute if it weren't solved. And, you know, that's kind of portentous language. You know, we can speculate what the court was getting at there, but it seemed like to me that was a hint of, you know, potential disinvestment in Aer Lingus as part of the IAG group, etc. So I think both sides can point to this and say, Aer Lingus can say, look, this is a specific group of workers. It's a specific dispute. There was all this thing about the 2019 agreement. So therefore, you know, we it's only related to this group. And in that sense, the company can say, you know, we've got some sort of flexibility here. We can renegotiate these leave arrangements, etc. And that's what we always said, that if we get flexibility, then we'd give a pay increase.
All right. Professor Michael Doherty of Maynooth University, thank you very much indeed.